It's What a Time to Be Dead, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be dead." And now, Patsick Moynihan, Kill Boobadoro, and Screamly Boudin.
Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things this week and say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Moynihan.
I'm Kill Boobadoro.
Yeah, you're Patsick Moynihan.
Oh, right, yes.
I don't think I'd ever noticed Patsick before.
That's good.
The best one is Screamly Boudin.
That is literally what Luke Moniz greets me with, like, every time I've seen him. Screamly Boudin. Yeah, I do like, I feel like Boobadoro is not as spooky as the others.
Yeah. I know what they're going for, but...
Maybe you hit the boo a little harder there.
That was already like a teasing nickname I had as an early developed teenager. So like not the like most positive associations for me. But I know you're going for, so it's okay.
That's approaching.
What's up, y'all?
Scatting. Like cooba dooba doo boo.
Well,
my brother got like the cool version, like because everybody called him Barb or like Johnny Barbs, which sounds cool.
Okay, yeah, Johnny Barbs is cool. Barb is not that cool.
I think Barb is cool, or Barbs.
Barb
is like a nickname.
Adding the S makes it cool. Barb is just a different name.
Just a woman's name.
Yeah, Barb is a good name for a dude.
Just that
That's
lady
funny.
Gets murked in Stranger Things.
I think it's like for a
Vista
dude, like. When it's like a, like, you know, a guy on a sports team or something, when it's like very masked up,
yeah.
I think it's a good nickname. But
Barbie,
Johnny Barb
Barbies?
Is like very cool.
I
would get Barbie sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Or I thought the brother get the Barbie. Hey, Barbie. That seems like it'd be funny 10 to 15 years ago to do to somebody.
I don't know if he ever got Barbie. I'd have to ask him. But no, Johnny Barbs is the one that stuck.
He fought the first guy that did that. Called him Barbie, and then no one did
nah,
it.
Nah, he's very... He's,
what the hell? What did you just call me?
He's a very non-toxic... He's a very non-toxic man. He would not do that. He would not mind. But,
name's Barbie, bro. What's up? Yeah. Damn, I'm realizing with that theme that Halloween is like very soon.
Yeah.
And that's it's just too much. It's got.
You don't like Halloween?
I love Halloween, but I am not ready. And I got hit with the first, like, what are you going to dress up as? And I just like had visions of having to troll through Amazon or something. I was like, I don't know. I don't. Pumpkins.
I'm like working that weekend in Austin. Come see Master Pancake, everybody. So I don't think I'm gonna have to dress up.
So it's like, David S. Pumpkins. There you go. There's a costume idea.
Pumpkins.
There's a real topical costume idea.
I saw a thing. It was like we talked to the people who made the David S. Pumpkins outfit, and I was like, isn't that suit just from like a weird like Chinese drop shipping site, the pumpkin suit? But I don't know, I gotta read it.
You got
out.
A nicer one, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, SNL Italian like spares no expense in a way that is like very weird considering what the content is as far as like sets and costumes and stuff.
I do enjoy that.
Just that it's like, it doesn't make it funnier to like have a beautiful suit, you know what I mean?
I think in some ways, but also I do really enjoy when like I'm just seeing like images of like that's the thing that seems the most fun is you can come up with like a very stupid idea and they can make like a really detailed Count Chocula costume for you,
right.
Like including like prosthetics and stuff. Like I think I saw like a McDonald's sketch where everybody was like just decked the fuck out as like Ronald McDonald. And
the commitment
and
to the bit is impressive, even if the bit is like very silly.
Like we got an actual birdie suit. We found it online and we ordered it, and it's authentic. It was used in commercials.
Who's Birdie?
Wasn't that her name? Birdie, the bird lady? You know, she was like there for some reason. She was one of the McDonald's people.
I think you dreamed that.
No, there is a bird, but I don't think her name is Birdie. Yeah, there's Ronald McDonald, there's Grimace, there's the Hamburglar, there's Mayor McCheese.
That really taps out.
It's Birdie the early bird. Okay, it's she's got pigtails. She's wearing like aviator goggles for some reason, but she's
aren't
real.
Aren't there Fry people? And are they called the Fry guys? Or am
they
I?
They are called the Fry guys.
Okay,
also,
I was like,
also,
is this Try Guys stuff infiltrating my brain, or were they really called the Fry guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a fucking costume this year, and it's gonna be really annoying. The Try Guys.
I don't even know how you do that.
You dress up like them in the video. People are going to do that.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm like, I'm positive that people
it's
are
so
do that.
Funny and I can't stop that you. I can't
it's so funny and
it.
we love to think about and be reminded of it.
Yeah.
And especially in 2 weeks we'll love it.
It'll be even funnier when you have to explain what that is because it looks like you're wearing normal clothes. The best part, the best outcome
you
of
need well you need the one guy on the end who's wearing like a cool outfit.
I'm
and
proud
then the
to
rest
say
of them
I've
are just wearing
never
like
even
regular
seen a frame of this.
Okay.
But
there's one guy wearing a cool outfit and the rest of them are wearing like normal clothes.
Yeah, I'd say the best outcome is just for not only people not to realize what you are, but just to assume you didn't dress up so that you don't even get the opportunity.
They just think
to
you're in like your normal clothes, like this is how you normally are. It's like, no, it's slightly heightened because we're like supposed to be like really
I'm with a
guys.
Bunch of other normal looking guys.
No, we like do YouTube videos where like we try on like pantyhose or something. I don't know. I have no idea. Is that like that's the kind, right? It's like they do girl stuff or something.
I don't know.
And it's like,
no,
yeah.
It's like, it's kind of what you'd expect. It's like they try something like, I think the only video of theirs to ever watch is they tried something equivalent to the death net. Cause I was just like, oh, this is actually really bad. Cause I've done this. So I'd like to see this happen to them. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a lot of that. Like
I feel like
tried
the death
net
really
crazy.
Made an impression on you. Like,
I mean, it was
Eli's
thing.
Vietnam.
It
just like, comes up for you a lot. Like you're watching videos of other people doing it. You were like talking about it in the last episode. You were like, I feel like it was like 3 days ago.
I like the idea of playing this over a Vietnam flashback and not like Fortunate Son. Like
yeah.
Which is
yeah.
Which is not allowed to
the
be played. Anything
Ken
nothing else
Burns
is allowed.
Of Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean it definitely pops into my head. Especially since Zoom is basically the site of the event.
No, like, the fact that you think about it that way makes me feel like this was like very
this is trauma.
Yeah.
And we actually are going to do a video about how we are traumatized by you having trauma.
Yeah.
Okay.
As the other members
this
of the podcast.
This is what trauma looks like.
Exactly. Yeah. If you would like to traumatize us further, please sign up for our Patreon. Patreon.com/whatatimepod.
Right, we got a new fresh trauma just dropped. It's gonna be the Papa John's
See,
Papa Bowl.
What a segue I've provided. And I've been attacked for it.
And we're also doing a live stream for our patrons this Wednesday, the 19th at 8 p.m. So sign up now and get to watch us play a video game of Eli's choosing. They're usually really fun.
This will be
we
spooky.
Really like talking to people in the chat.
It's scary.
Don't sign up if you're faint of heart, I guess, because we're all going to get scared.
It'll be fun if it's, I think we've hammered out the details. So there's not a, you know, not the usual like 1 to 2 second delay between me and you guys, at least the last double to come time. But that would be funny for a scary game for me to be like, ah, and then 2 seconds later, you're both like, ah, we'll see. Yeah. But no, their stuff is a lot of like for some reason, all these try videos, a lot of them are like, we try absinthe. And it's like, dude, it's not. Like everyone realizes that absinthe is basically just very alcoholic, like
right.
But you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
it's all
yeah,
overacting right. And being like, "Whoa!" It's like,
I tried absinthe when I was like 21. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, and it was not on video.
Yeah,
it's well, people trying absinthe on video are for people who didn't live through Moulin Rouge being a very popular movie. I feel like that's when everybody tried absinthe. That's like,
yeah.
around our age. It was like in the few years after that.
It's also like in, I mean, I guess this is Brooklyn leaking through. It's like, you can get it like around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's
if you
in cocktails
to.
At
yeah.
like fancy cocktail bars.
Right.
It's
the
really
story
not...
with absinthe for a long time was like, well, you can't get the real stuff because they don't put the wormwood in it. And I think that just stopped, whatever that embargo was or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
ended. And then people were like, oh, this doesn't really do anything.
Right. Well, if you drink a lot of it, you get really fucked up. It's like,
yeah.
oh, word?
Yeah,
like
really?
You'll have a regular bad night is what you'll have. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It does have the energy.
When I was Marilyn Manson's roommate.
yeah.
Wow, Shelby canceled. Marilyn Manson's house had a lot of really awful, monstrous stuff happen in it. So can't believe you witnessed that and just allowed it to happen.
It's very much got the idea. It would be like if someone did a video that was just like, we smoke weed. It's like, okay.
I would watch the Try Guys Try Salvia.
Oh, yeah, but that's... way
I'd watch
more
that.
Intense.
If
that's
only
what,
if they were locked
Selby's
in a room that had like
thought.
Knives in it and stuff. like a room full of
room.
Weapons and they all take bath salts.
The hell room from Jackass. Do a Jackass Try Guys crossover. That would have been great if they were the new cast for Jackass 4.
That's all they have to atone for their sins of propping up this monster
room full
of a
loaded
man.
Guns and they have to take hallucinogens. locked in the room.
Just being like, okay,
try guys, take, dark web, try guys.
You're going to take hallucinogens, and then we're going to play Russian roulette. And I was like, well, the hallucinogens don't even really matter. This is still just horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wish they would try to fade out of the public eye for a little while.
We're personally. Not helping by talking about them.
No, by the way. I know.
Try guy for the queer guy. That's a new show on.
Aye, Captain. Is that something?
I cannot imagine.
Aye, for the queer guy.
Pirates and gay guys. I guess?
Yeah. Yes.
You need a parrot on your shoulder.
A more irritating crossover than try guys and queer eye. Just. A group of some of the most irritating people in pop culture coming together.
They really had.
I think it sounds nice.
They had a downfall a bit because it was like that show came. The reboot came out. And people first were like, "You have to watch this. I'm crying."
They were super charmed, and then immediately like, "Nah, fuck this." Probably not fair that I find.
I am not a gay man.
What? Wow. I don't even know where these come from.
Who knows? That is the most evil villain laugh.
I am not a gay man.
What is that from? Oh my god!
That's like the when somebody puts like the clip of just him saying Obamna for some reason. Obamna. Like just so finding good. Like the deepest little slices of things that he said. Mm-hmm. Obamna.
Obamna really kills me. I saw it closed captioned as Obamna and then like the crying emoji and then the pleading emoji, which is like the tone of his voice when he says it.
And yeah, then and then there's the Biden clip of him saying soda and everyone going crazy. And that's the choice we had in 20.
That's tough.
These have to be from like the president show or something.
What's the pleading emoji?
Which one? The big eyes. Puss in
Boots
eyes.
That's what it's called.
That's I don't even think of that as pleading. I think that is like an extremely horny emoji.
It is like it has some dark connotations that I don't appreciate. I would never use that.
It's the sub emoji
in a horny. Exactly. I would never use that emoji in a horny context.
I used it as it's not like about to cry, like something is touching, like, you know, like that. Like
that's
the one
how
with the
I use
black
it.
Eyes.
But yeah. But Eli has correctly identified it also as the sub emoji. Mm. Yeah. Like,
well, I just want to correct the record then. on today, Saturday the 15th, we're recording. I posted a quote tweet of a very cute photos of Pinocchio from the Guillermo del Toro movie on the red carpet. And I posted three of those emojis. I'm not. There's no sexual.
Pinocchio, step on my neck.
Get him out of here.
I just thought it was very cute. So
okay. I'm going to look at this tweet now.
Under no circumstances do I want.
Oh, okay. You're not. You're talking about a different one. This one's okay. This one has the tears in its eyes.
Yeah.
We're talking about just the big.
Just the big eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, you're
all right. If it has the tears, that's a different thing.
Look at how cute he is, though. He's so small. Like the Pinocchio thing is like 6 inches tall, and he's just on the red carpet, and there's people like taking pictures from like 10 feet away. It's wonderful.
Does he have a puppeteer? Oh, he's tiny. It's very good.
He's just on a little stand.
Mm-hmm. That is very cute.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
More of that.
Yeah, no, also the crying, the like tears emoji that you posted, it has like a little happy face. Mm-hmm. The like big eye one has like a little tiny mouth, mm-hmm. and it's different. Yeah. But like it basically is the same as if it had like an open mouth with its tongue out type vibe.
Oh, the horny eye closed or the man.
No, I just meant because it's like a horny emoji.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a lot.
Mm hmm.
But
it's
again,
got a distinct vibe.
Has never used it that way. Absolutely not.
Okay, it's like a baby talk emoji. That's
don't involve emojis in your like. There shouldn't be sexy emojis. Like, don't be expressing that in emojis. That's weird. Unless you're like being funny, then that's weird.
Kath is just upset that you can't talk about eggplants without it being weird. She's trying to send eggplant parmesan emojis.
I'm just like, I'm not going to send, I'm 34 years old. I'm not going to send a fucking eggplant to someone. Wait, an adult.
Which one are you talking about? The one that has like the red cheeks and the eyebrows raised? Is that the one?
No.
I'm gonna send it to you in the chat.
I like the idea of thinking you're sending that one, and then you send the eye roll one to somebody who sends you like a picture or something. It's like, what? Really? It's like, no. Oh God, no.
I just sent it to the group chat, and it's because it's in my frequently used, because I do use it a lot.
No, that's the one that I think that's the one that I was doing, isn't it?
Oh, it looks different on Twitter then. Yours looks very different.
Oh, no, he's got a smile. You're right. It's different.
For more emoji talk, listen to the bonus. We're going to talk about an emoji story.
Just imagine all these things that we're talking about. Okay, yeah, there are two that have the same. One has a frown, one has a smile. Okay, I understand now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
But, like, I don't know.
Well, this is great radio.
The most to me is, like, you can, like, a fire emoji or, like, the heart eyes. Like, all right. But, like, yeah. I don't know.
This one has, like, girlfriend trying to get you to bring food, something when she's sick to me.
Mm. The drooling one.
The drooling one is, like, too freaky. That's too much. It's nasty.
The drooling one's got to stop.
The drooling one is so explicit, it's no longer sexual. It's, like... It's like only used for food, like the real drool, like something like that. Because otherwise, it'd be like
I don't even like think about the drool. Oh yeah, the drooling one is a lot. It's, you know what it is? It's the raised eyebrows that make it like very sexual. Like,
Cass is sending all of these now.
I'm just so we can all look at them.
The drooling one is just that awful still.
That's in my
Tom
frequently
Hanks.
Used.
Shelby's always drooling. God.
From whatever movie that is that I hate to see.
What?
What one?
The drooling one is just that awful still of Tom Hanks that like people used to use as like a meme.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Meme and emoji talk. Here we go.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry. Sorry,
great radio.
Everyone.
We really are covering all the subjects that people want to hear about. The Try Guys and describing what emojis look like,
so
which we are going to do more of on the bonus.
If you haven't turned this off yet, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate
your
We're
support.
Aware.
We know how it is. Should we get to numbers, speaking of?
Yeah.
Number five.
Number five is a twofer. It's a sports disruption update. One of
disrupt
the stories. The first story comes to us from the Bussyless Horsemen in the Discord.
Today in sports games that had to be stopped.
That's right. This was in the Navy Southern Methodist football game. There was a long delay because the mascot from SMU, which again, I hope I'm right that's Southern Methodist. I assume
that
it
is. Yeah.
They had a pony that's their mascot and it runs out, and I guess they run out with the flags and do like a little pump the crowd up thing after a touchdown, I guess. And the pony, I guess, had to go, and it went all over the field, left a trail of turds for pretty much like the whole all the way to the 50-yard line. Like it started not too long after it got in the end zone.
I watched the video. It's a lot. It's like
and they had to clean it up.
And it didn't stop running the whole time. So it's,
that's
it
the
was
thing.
Like
horses and ponies and stuff don't shit. Stationary,
sitting down.
So like,
you gotta get one of those.
It's all
little, like,
over,
right?
Yeah. It's a trail.
They gotta get one of those. Like they have little like catching things, you know, that they
a diaper.
It's a diaper, yeah. But no, it's like not. But it's not like on like a pair of pants, you know, in like a pair. You know what I mean? It's like a
the thing behind the horses in the central.
Yeah, like
they simply need
like those
to
horrible
give that,
carriage horses.
They simply need to give that horse a pair of pants. Is what
that's
you're
right.
saying?
Yeah. Put some pants on the horse.
Give it a diaper. That's your new mascot. It's fun.
That's right.
Horse of the diaper. To be clear,
no,
so this
you
is
mean the poop net.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct.
And if anybody is worried, this is a real horse. It is not someone dressed as a pony taking a shit while running down the field.
Now that I would be interested to see. It was Bojack Horseman. That's Bojack Horseman, and he.
That's
shit,
a commitment
he shit
to realism.
Because of, depression or something.
Depression,
right?
yeah. Side effects from his antidepressant.
Mm-hmm. So I guess they had to clean it up. I don't know. This isn't like a basketball court. I'm not really sure that there's that much. I guess there's some risk from foreign matter on the field. More dirt.
People are going to slip in the horse shit.
Well, I would also say with football versus other sports, people spend way more time like face on the ground than a lot of other
rolling
sports.
Around
like,
on
truly
the dirt.
Rolling around.
I thought these guys were supposed to be tough. It's football. Come on.
Rub a little horse poop.
Yeah, you're
on
worried
it.
About a little
well,
horse
that's,
shit.
We talked about the defensive strategy of football players shitting themselves. So like grab some of that pony shit, rub it all over yourself, and go score yourself a touchdown.
That's right.
If you made it through the
Navy
emoji
and
talk.
SMU, these are like, this is some real toxically masculine shit. Like, get that pony shit on you and go score a touchdown.
That's right.
You made it through the emoji talk. We bid you farewell now after the pony shit talk.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is a little, like, there's always, you know, celebrations after touchdowns people have. I think, like, leading a pony across the field is pretty obnoxious.
It seems like a lot.
I think it takes a lot longer than anything else. But there's cool ones.
Touchdowns happen fairly frequently, in my understanding.
Probably, like, maybe, like, 4 to 5 a game. Not crazy often.
I guess not. Yeah, not like you know, a basketball point.
Depending on how bad you are. If you're bad, then yeah, you'd have to. I'm sure
it can happen as few as 0 times if you're bad.
Yeah, or if someone's just getting. I mean, if you had to watch the pony cross the field like 8 times, that would be pretty bad. But yeah, it does seem like sort of a. Like, I would feel almost like that those games are automatically about 20 minutes longer than every other football game just because of. You gotta get the pony ready. You gotta get it in position. You gotta run it across, put it back away. I don't know what it does in between plays. Probably just.
I'm assuming this is only happening at home games, correct? They're not bringing the pony.
Someone rides it to the other game. Everybody else takes one player rides it. Everybody else takes right. The team. The water boy rides the pony.
The worst player from the game before has to ride the pony to the next stadium. Well, it's also interesting because like. And, you know, I don't fucking know about sports, as we've established. But, like, my understanding was there were a lot of rules in the NFL about not celebrating touchdowns excessively. And this seems to really fly in the face of those rules. I know this is not NFL football, but just, like, I feel like they should probably make a rule that you can't bring a pony out.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's not that. Yeah, it's not as... It's a little bit more jubilant in college, I feel like, than it is in the NFL. A little less.
I mean, I think that's like a pretty dumb rule. I think it's that's like a fun part of football, but
yeah, they got rid of it for the most part, but for a long time. The thing here, the difference here is that the pony is not a young black man that's threatening to the people who are watching. That's basically what it was. Where someone would do the Dougie and then people would be like, "He's playing the knockout game," and then fucking freak out.
That's a good team end zone celebration is just do the knockout game.
Playing the knockout game.
Yeah. But that's my touchdown celebration. Yeah, I mean, it was... And the year they got rid of it, it was like... people were like making up for lost time because they would do like 5 to 6 people like complicated... Like,
right.
You know,
they'd like make a TikTok.
Yeah, basically. Everybody would like line up like bowling pins. It was very fun. But... No. I mean, there's some good... I love a real mascot. I've mentioned before, like...
A real mascot is fun, for sure.
Michigan just used to have a Wolverine in a cage that they walk around. That's pretty cool.
A real... I should clarify that statement. A real mascot is very fun for the humans. It's not that fun for the mascot, probably.
Well, they're like... Being a mascot is like being... Well, I guess without... It's like being Kobe Beef, but you don't get killed at the end. There's a couple that have like Georgia, I think, has a bulldog, and that bulldog is just like
it's
the most
extremely inbred.
Well, it just sits on like a, you know, some sort of ancient velvet pillow that was owned by the first president of the college and just gets like pet all the time,
massaged all day. Yeah,
I don't think they pet the Wolverine, but that was more of a
people.
The what? I have to remember
that the bulldog
that
literally tries to bite people.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's allowed to. He's the most important guy in the town.
He can't. Yeah, what jury would convict him? You couldn't get a fair trial at all. I also have to remember that I can't just ask a robot to repeat stuff. Like, I to react like it's a person. Like, what was that?
Say it again?
Yeah. No. Bring back more animals. Or the inflatable ones. And then, I mean, it's... It's not the problem is I would love to see more mascots fall down the stairs, but I don't want to see them get hurt. So if there's a way to do that, it'd be good.
Like get stunt performers to be mascots.
Yeah.
Get the jackass people to be mascots.
that was probably their alternate career path. If you know, sending VHSs to Big Brother or whatever didn't work out. It would be fun to have a mascot that was just truly doing very, very dangerous things.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, anyway, what's our other sports disruption that happened, Patty?
The other disruption, this one is... this one comes to us from the world of baseball.
You can talk over it. He's going to keep
National
playing
League
it.
National League Division Series between the Dodgers and the Padres. And at Dodger Stadium, let's see, what night was this? Wednesday night, this past Wednesday. In the eighth inning, a cool goose just kind of flew onto the field and landed in shallow right field. Made kind of a rough landing. I think it probably got, it like flew over, it, like, you know, whatever, like ended up in the stadium and all the lights and noise and stuff probably freaked it out or disoriented it and just kind of was like, ah, and like landed or whatever. And it just kind of sat there.
Was that what commentary called it? They were like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a cool goose on the field.
Cool goose.
Yeah. What's particularly cool about this goose?
He was wearing sunglasses.
That's right.
He was wearing sunglasses. Smoking. Which is part of it. I'll drop the story in the chat so you can see. But when you think goose, at least when I think goose, I generally think Canada goose.
A white mean guy.
Well, that's no, Canada goose is like the gray and but they have like the black
I think of an expensive down jacket.
I think of a white. I think of the white ones.
Isn't that a swan?
No.
Okay.
They're definitely white geese.
Kat thinks of eating goose. The goose, the geese that they do gavage to.
A fine goose ducks? Meal.
Geese Cooking have in. Like they don't have like as long of necks as swans. They're a little different.
All so, no, swans. Also, no, those are mean right there. I'll tell
the
you.
Length geese of are necks, fucking mean too. Geese
stop
are
looking
so
at
mean.
Me, swan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice one, Shelby.
Yeah. Their necks really just not a great one of those kind of maybe evolutionary stumbles. Very easy to kill the gooses. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole thing about me fighting birds again, but you know, big ringing space on those necks.
That's true. You can do a lot of ringing.
You can it really like you can grab it and swing it around, but they really do like protect it by just being so mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, this goose is pretty.
So it's a greater white-fronted goose. It's an uncommon sight throughout most of the year in urban LA. They're only seen during migratory season, so he was kind of on a road trip on the way probably south. Apparently they come from, they go all the way from Alaska, the Arctic tundra, where they breed in the summer, and they fly all along the Pacific, and they either settle in Central California or even further into Mexico.
Nice.
I think bird migration
is
very neat.
The Arctic?
Seems unpleasant. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about like cuffing season and like the meteorological.
Yeah, they're all just watching Netflix up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cozy. You can get real cozy up there, you know? Mm-hmm.
They're watching, they just started The Expanse together up there. They heard it was good. They're checking it out. The goose is okay. They say it was safely released. They don't say where or how. I don't know.
It was
just, like,
safely released
in the parking lot.
Safely released into the safely released into the afterlife.
No, I don't think safely released.
The custody of coyotes.
That's not careful enough language that you could use if they killed it. I don't think safely released.
We safely released its soul from its body.
No, it was safe for the guy. It was safe for the guy who killed it. Yeah, he was safe. So they let the goose go.
Did someone have to run out and grab it? Is what happened.
They ran out with a
big like cartoonish net,
a Gatorade towel, and a and like a big like recycling bin, and like trapped him in there like you would like a spider or something. Yeah. Well, because they wanted to, you know, but like it was done with care. It just had to be done fast.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see the picture I just sent.
Oh, wow, that's a good action shot.
He does look like he's like, ah!
It's the thing where the goose's mouth is open and his tongue is like in the middle of his open beak, so it looks like he's going, ah!
He looks alarmed.
Remembering birds have tongues. Really, just
pretty fucked
probably,
up.
He probably is, but it was done with his safety in mind. Or her. I don't know what whether it's a male or female goose. But
it's a male goose because he didn't stop to ask for directions.
That's what it is.
He got
that's
lost.
Right.
So.
Why would they not say the goose is now loose? Or we loosed the goose? It's a mixed opportunity.
Why didn't they say that?
Well, the goose was already loose in the stadium.
Oh, right.
Right.
It was de-loosed.
Yeah.
The goose was tightened.
De-loosed. Mm-hmm. That makes me think of Super Troopers de-lousing.
Yep.
Sorry about the de-lousing, Rod. It's standard operating procedure. It's powdered sugar. Okay.
Number one, Super Troopers cast. Sorry, Kath, we fooled you. This is a podcast all about Super Troopers.
I mean,
a 5-year long play.
It kind of is.
It's Broken Lizard.
I think we gotta be one of the podcasts that references Broken Lizard the most.
We're definitely the podcast that references Beer Fest the most. That's just Patty.
We're not even one of their better movies.
Number one Beer Fest fan, Patrick Monahan.
We're definitely the well. There's no question that we have referenced the jerking off the frog scene more than anyone
Don't
has
say
seen it.
We you have referenced the
we collectively
off the frog scene.
As a group.
But even if you average out the amount of times Patty has referenced it over three people, we have still collectively referenced it the
most. You have co-signed it by continuing to appear on this show.
For your birthday, I'm going to get you a cameo of that guy jerking off a frog and wishing you happy birthday.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So yeah, this goose is apparently fine, so we're led to believe. Hopefully that's true, and hopefully it got out okay. Because this is what, like, if you've ever seen, like, there's like a little like hawklet or something that Whitney saw that it, like, ran into like a bus. I think it was like a bus stop, basically. Like, and it was just, it wasn't really like hurt. It was just like kind of disoriented, and they just kind of get really small on the ground, and they just kind of are like, and they look around for a while, and then you can call like bird rescue. There's like places right in Manhattan, or I'm sure anyway, and they come help. But a lot of the time, like, eventually they just kind of like, you know, whatever gyroscope is going in their head will, like, you know, reorient the right way, and then they can get up and go. So
you got to reset them. You have to flip them over and turn them off and on. They're ready to go.
I mean, they got a lot of crazy stuff going on. How do they know where they're going? You know, thousands of miles every year. It's insane. Animals.
Maybe they
cool.
don't. Maybe we're Maybe just don't. Projecting that. Maybe they're yes. just flying around.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was cool. Less impactful than the shit, because I think they got the goose pretty fast, and also everyone enjoyed it. I guess people enjoyed the horse thing too, but
I would have enjoyed it if I were at the game. That would have been
guy,
very
not
funny
the guy who
me.
Had to clean it up, but
yeah. Which was, I think, like a collective thing in order to get the game going. Is there's a picture of people just picking it up by hand, and like God. It's
just like
it's like
the
over.
The manager for like the football team already gets like all like the jock straps thrown on him. I'm just picturing like a nerd who's like has to stand there with like the basket, and they all just hit him in the face or whatever. Yeah.
Well, luckily the mascot for the other team was a little freak who eats poop. So
it worked out perfectly.
I love
that is a the goblin. Baby mascot. It's weird.
This is the best day of my life. So cheers to animals.
Cheers to animals.
Good job.
Cheers to sports.
Best of luck to the goose and to the horse as well. I think the
Good
horse
Good job,
is
animals. Sorry we have gotten rid of everything you live in.
Sorry we've gotten rid of 70% of them over the past 50 years or whatever.
Yeah.
That's apologies. Like, I don't need to know
Stay
this.
Out of our game buildings that used to be your home.
Bye-bye.
We're trying to build a metaverse.
This
okay?
is a
I'm
different
sorry.
Kind of grass, you fucking idiots. It's special. It's the right length to play baseball on.
Hey, if you're enjoying this regular episode, I bet you'd also enjoy our bonus episode for the low, low price of 5 smackaroons, where you can hear us talk about seasons and if they exist.
We also talk about a news article that came out about how Zoomers are canceling the thumbs up emoji. Horror of horrors.
And we also talk about new emoji that are coming and what we would like to see as well.
We have some good suggestions for new emojis you could drop in your group chat, so check it out.
I'll be having that.
Number four. This one comes to us from Bookmarked 19 in the Discord. Thank you. This is news in the world of jeans. Jeans news.
Jeans news.
You have a sting for that, Shelby? Not gene specific.
Got any gene sound bites on there?
Yeah, you throw like an old Singer sewing machine on there or something like that.
I'm Rivets. Sure he'll find some.
Yeah. This is a pair of jeans. They're extremely old. They're from the 1880s. They were auctioned. They were found in a mine shaft. So they are they are kind of the truest version of jeans you're going to see. This is from when they're like, you know, like workwear meant workwear and not, you know. Not
I think
that
that's like among the oldest jeans you could ever
Charitain,
find. Like
Adderall,
a glass of whiskey, and diesel jeans.
That's wow. right. Damn. That's right.
That guy, I can see him in my mind's eye so clearly.
Why is that so yellow? Why is that video so yellow? What is going on with the lighting in that?
There's a lot going on with that video. Just very weird.
Incredible
jeans.
That you've like seen it so many times that that is your remaining question. Is the lighting.
The tinge.
Of all things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think jeans were invented around the 1880s. So like this is probably as old as a pair of jeans you're going to find. Let's you're not see. Finding ancient jeans.
Right, like Levi Strauss was still alive back then.
Yeah. No terracotta warriors wearing just raw denim.
A terracotta warrior dressed like the glass of whiskey Adderall diesel jeans guy, yeah. holding a glass of whiskey.
So the particular blue jean style was invented by Jacob Davis in partnership with the Levi Strauss and Company in 1871 and patented. So this is, yeah, basically like within the first 10 years of jean existence. So
they do look nice. The picture of them, they do look nice.
Yeah, they look, they're distressed, pretty heavily distressed. Sure. That's, you know.
That's what they say to do on the raw denim Reddit is to leave your jeans in a mine shaft for 200 years.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the weird things here to me is that they're like, these jeans were found in an abandoned mine. I'm like, what miner was just popping his jeans off and then leaving? Like, did they find these on a corpse and they just don't want to say it? Because I feel like it was on a skeleton, right?
Nah, they were doing some casual encounters down there.
Yeah, they're on Craigslist. Meet me in the mines. I feel like they pulled these jeans off a skeleton. I'm pretty convinced now because I don't know how.
Yeah,
else.
it was a skeleton wearing like a headlamp. It was like an Indiana Jones skeleton, you know.
Skeleton wearing a headlamp.
Got caught in one of the traps. So he tried to betray. Yeah. Adios, yeah. Senor.
And he got rolled over by a big, perfectly round boulder.
Smashed by the spikes.
Man, underrated. We mentioned SNL before. Underrated SNL Bill Hader character is the gossipy coal miner. I do enjoy that. Just eating baby carrots in the coal mine. Check it out. Very funny. So yeah, they auctioned it off. It was at the Durango Vintage Festivus, which is Festivus a regular word or is that invented by Seinfeld to be that fake holiday?
That's a good question. I thought it was only Seinfeld specific. But
yeah, I did too, which feels weird that they cribbed it if so. I like this four-word grouping. Self-described denim archaeologist. Just very backhanded.
Self-described, very rude.
I'm a denim archaeologist. Says you. Okay. I mean, it's got enough history as anything else did that I mean, archaeologist is a little weird. That implies you're digging it up, you know?
That's like, it's just like, the self-described denim archaeologist must have been very excited for the one time in his entire life he could use that classification to talk about this pair of buried jeans. Yeah. Like, how many buried pairs of jeans are you finding?
No, you gotta get, yeah. You gotta, well, after the nuclear, you know, apocalypse, New York will be filled with buried jeans.
That's true.
Just incredible.
The denim archaeologist is just biding his time until.
I like just imagining like a pair of jeans, somebody like shit their pants and threw them behind a trash can. He's like, a little history here.
Maybe that's uncovering. What these jeans were in the mine shaft. Maybe one of the miners.
Yeah, that's was my thought. There was a pants. Bathroom incident.
Yeah, that's the only other reason I can think of. Other than the skeleton one. And I think you'd have to shit, because if you just pissed, I feel like you just keep mining. I mean, that's, you know it smelled crazy in a mine. People will be dying in there.
He discarded the mummified turd that was in there. I was just like,
the mummified turd will be auctioned separately by a
It belongs in a museum.
Yeah. I mean, I think all archaeologists are kind of turd archaeologists.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
They're like breaking them apart to see what people eat. Not great. Not what you signed up for. You thought it was going to be all vases and necklaces, but nope, you're breaking up turds looking for berries.
Huge bummer when you like, you know, you're in your archaeology PhD program and you get assigned to like a fieldwork thing and you have to excavate an ancient bathroom. That's a real bummer.
And they're like, unfortunately, it seems that the... they had more advanced technology than they thought, and it was sealed very well, so the turds were fresh. It was
preserved.
Bad when we
preserved
broke it
open. Turds. Yeah.
An old septic tank. I mean, I feel like
unclear
that's
why they chose to preserve their turds this way.
Yeah. I feel like that happens more than you think, where they're like, we found a new discovery with some sort of you know, creation, some sort of tool. And then, like, a week later, they're like, it turns out it is another septic tank. It is another place where people pooed and stored it. We apologize for saying that we thought it was, you know, like some sort of religious artifact. But yeah, they dug up these genes. They auctioned them off. They auctioned for final price. And, you know, I feel like we do a lot of auction stuff on here where it's in, like, a different currency and I have to look it up. Think I'm glad that, you know, this is why it's great that it's genes. I know.
Genes.
Yeah.
American.
$87,400, which okay. I've seen posted as like a, who pays that for genes? And I think that's a little disingenuous. It's like, they're at this point, they're not, nobody's like, those would look good. Like, you know, they're a artifact. They're like a thing.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. Can you guys hear someone is currently practicing like bassoon outside my window right now?
That.
It's like a very comical, maybe it's that subcontra bassoon from last. Yeah, just there's just like a lot going on in my apartment building today. Now it was a karaoke machine, now it's someone playing bassoon. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, continue.
I haven't been sleeping very well. I got a new neighbor. He's a Navy bugleman. He's been playing taps early in the morning every morning, so it's
reveille is early in the morning.
Waking everyone up with taps.
Yeah,
I'm not a fucking bugle boy.
A depressed bugleman playing taps in the morning.
Speaking of bugle boy, how about these jeans?
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
That brand is gone.
These are Arizona jeans.
These are actually True Religions. The ones they found, they're they have the big yarn and the horseshoes on the back.
Is like that still? So like we were talking about this a little bit before we recorded, but there was like a huge thing in kind of the late 2000s, I would say, where like expensive denim was very popular. Like raw people denim. Would get like people would get this like these like raw this like Japanese raw denim, and the
Selvage.
Whole thing was like. Salvage, like you don't wash it, you put them in the freezer. It was like a whole jeans subculture. Do people still do that shit, or have we given up on that?
It just became, well, I mean, the thing was, it was like, as you might imagine, I am familiar with the thing. It's, I mean, it kind of, when it was like starting up, it was partly that, but it was also partly just like, you know, like a reaction to like fast fashion, cheap shit. And so it's like, I mean,
sure,
it is,
I mean, getting good stuff that is ethically made is better.
So I'd say
it seemed
much,
like very high maintenance.
I mean, pretty much any expensive jeans now, I think, are just made of that, but they're not
I mean, raw denim,
selling them as hard.
Raw denim is like, it's like putting on like, I don't even know how to articulate what it's like.
It's crunchy. It's stiff.
It's like not comfortable for like a while. You have to like break them in, and it was just
which
like
is
insane
probably
for a pair
what,
of pants.
It's probably what these jeans were like.
No other way.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, they're still
okay,
around,
I
think, a bit. I
feel like as a fat person, this would not be my thing, because I need a little bit of stretchiness in my jeans.
I had
people
a
really
a
appreciating
sin.
The stretch. Yes.
Yeah. Before. I mean, I have a pair that I bought way back when, and I never did like the wear them at the beach or whatever and all that kind of stupid stuff that like, you know, like the and I never put them in a freezer that I can remember. But yeah, I mean, it's like you have to like break them in and blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, I don't know. I think it does. There is like a built in kind of like, well, at least these are going to last. And it's like, you know, it's like, you know, made here and, you know, like by like real artisans or whatever, whatever the word is. You know what I mean? Like, it's
well,
not,
that's the other thing about these jeans that they found.
Right. Yeah.
Is that these are also ancient racist jeans as well.
Oh, right. They do. They have a tag on the back. A label that says the only kind made by white labor, which is a slogan adopted by the denim company after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, which barred Chinese workers from entering the United States.
So, yeah, really.
Guys, did America do some bad stuff? This is kind of throwing me for a loop here. Are we the baddies?
Cool if they're like... It'd be cool if they were like the only kind made by white slavery. White sweatshops only.
Unsurprisingly, this seems to be maybe one of the only instances of American racism that didn't last long, probably because it was expensive for them. Because they scrapped it like 10 years later.
Truly,
it stopped.
Yeah, the only way that racism has ever truly been solved in this country is when it becomes unprofitable to continue.
Yeah.
We did it.
And if you don't like that, you don't like America, baby. Yeah, so the jeans, they're currently being kept in a safety deposit box near one of the guys. So two guys bought it.
They're being kept in the self-described jean security expert's house.
Yeah, they're locked away. And yeah, so one of the guys who bought it is like a, obviously like a owns a denim, special denim repair store or something in LA, which seems like a really obnoxious store to go to, but you know.
I bet he has a lot of business in LA though.
Yeah.
That seems just like the place to set up that business. That's yeah. Like at my work, we have a typewriter that's been, it's like out of order and we don't know how to fix it. And I'm just like, if I can't find a typewriter repair person in Brooklyn, New York, mm-hmm. then like this doesn't exist. Like
yeah. You got to fly to Portland maybe and then you're really out of luck. Yeah.
For
yeah.
Like, I'm going to have, I know in getting it fixed, I'm going to have to deal with someone very annoying. Like, yeah. No
or
question.
Someone who's going to include a gremlin as part of the deal. They're going to be, they're going to give you something out of the back room that's cursed. So
you think
what's in thing? This hat box? Like, just don't feed it after midnight or get it.
Well,
wet.
I'm like, you're either going to get like probably like a new age, like a guy who
I feel like
took
I'm going to get
up as a hobby, or you're going to get one of the like very old guy with like really small round glasses that has been repairing typewriters for 150 years.
Oh, I think I'm going to get like a 2010s hipster, like the kind that I feel like I haven't seen in a long time. I feel like I'm going to get like a raw denim wearer.
Depends. I think you could get both because it's
I
like
probably
those
could.
Old
I probably
cobblers.
Could get like an old guy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's still like old cobblers and stuff that exist.
Yeah. I'm more picturing the guy showing up on like a penny farthing. I agree. Mm. Like, you know.
I'm yeah. See, I'm picturing a guy showing up on a penny farthing, but it's a 2010s hipster.
Right, right. No, I agree. Yeah, no, okay. I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, as an affectation, not because yes. That's what he's been riding for 140 years or whatever. Yeah. He's very old.
We'll see. I'll give you an update. I honestly, I shouldn't even be talking about this because this is something that has been on my to-do list for like weeks and I haven't done it yet.
To get a typewriter repaired?
Yeah.
Is it,
you hear that?
Is it?
She takes a long time to get her errands done. So.
Well, it's for my job, so I should just do it.
Are you guys doing that Hamlet experiment? What do you need a typewriter for? It's like iconic. It's like a piece.
Yeah, I mean, I could explain it more, but I don't want to talk too specifically about my job. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Shelby is writing a strongly worded letter right now.
Yeah.
The classic what a time question, how long is this sound clip? Exploration.
Well, yeah. Congrats to the rich owner of the old racist jeans.
Yeah. They said they're trying to
put
them...
If you find a mummified turd in it, please let us know.
Yeah. They said they're trying to sell them to a museum. So maybe you'll get to check them out.
Interesting thing about these jeans is on the back, they only have one butt pocket. So that was a later innovation, the second butt pocket.
I'm assuming it's on one side, but it'd be very funny if it was in the center.
It would be funny if it was in the middle. That's true.
It's right in the middle and there's a hole and that's catches your turds. That's what it's for.
It's what they needed for that horse.
I know. Get them some. Put these. Solve two problems. Put the old jeans on the horse. Easy.
Simple. But
yeah. Hey. Congrats.
Let's do number three.
Number three.
Number three comes to us from. I forgot to write it down. So sorry. If anyone has Discord open, I would love if you could search it while I talk about this.
I will take a look.
But guys, there's a Duncan mutiny going on. Duncan, I think really, it has like some of the most loyal customers of any like big chain store. People love Duncan. America runs on it. Growing up in New England, like people fucking love their Duncan, but
Iguana
everybody's
helium
mad.
Cube. Thank you.
Iguana Helium Cube. Thank you, Iguana Helium Cube. So Dunkin' Donuts has a loyalty app with a really good, historically has been a very good rewards program. But they just did, you know, what, I feel like this is a bad sign because this is what like, you know, struggling, you know, governments do. But they devalued their points. They just, they, you know, downscaled. There's points inflation going on. The Dunkin' Fed is, you know,
raising Dunkin' interest rates. Dunkin'
exactly.
Point.
Yeah.
It's because they gave away all those Dunkin' stimulus as stimuli. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the problem. It's, you know, they're Ben Affleck's contract has really taken a bite out of them. But yeah, so they devalued points on their rewards program, and the Dunkin' subreddit, which I'm betting is a wonderful place, is full of furious people. This is one post, subject line: I no longer run on Dunkin'. I officially uninstalled the app after 6 years of consistent use. I knew I needed to cut down how much I was spending on coffee, but the new reward system was the final nail in the coffin. My go-to is an iced latte, but spending $90 to get a free one is an absolute nope from me. All caps, nope. And no more birthday drinks? Good thing I live 5 minutes from Starbs. RIP, Dunks. It was nice while you were actually rewarding, even though you only got my drinks right one third of the time. So
okay, but Dunkin' Donuts has better coffee than
Does
that play into this at all? Is this only rewards based consumption?
Like, I don't
understand why anybody, like, Starbucks is fine, but I don't understand why anybody likes it. Like, the food is bad, the coffee is bad, it is expensive. The ambiance in them is bad. Like, I just don't understand why anybody likes Starbucks. It baffles me.
Yeah, I outside of, like, drive-thrus, and then that's just pure convenience, I think. But it's like, yeah, Dunkin' is, like, noticeably better to me. It's also a very weird way for this person to describe how rewards work, to be like, I'm spending $90 to get a coffee. It's like, no, you're buying coffees. Like, you're spending $90 to get a series of coffees.
You are trading.
And you are rewarded.
Legal tender for goods. Like, yeah, I don't really know.
This isn't like a layaway situation where they won't give you your coffee until there's $90 paid off. It's, and also, as I mentioned, like, I did have the rewards app when I used to work right next to one, and it was, I remember getting like one free coffee a week. It was a little, I mean, not that coffee is really expensive, like, to make, you know,
it was like movie pass levels of unsustainable, it seems. Mm-hmm. Like
I think it was like that's the new argument that the people who are like, oh, just coffee flavored milkshakes is gonna have, is that it's like the cost of all these of milk and sweeteners is driving up. I'm a simple man, I have black coffee, it's a very low bottom line for them. It should be, I mean, which it is cheaper.
I mean, milk is like extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. I find. I mean, I'm kind of a snob, and I buy like the organic milk in the paper carton, but like, goddamn, it's getting pricey.
I'm just out of the milk game. I don't think I've had milk in years.
Really?
Maybe ever. Maybe a chocolate milk as a treat, like once or twice a year. But outside
I
of
like
that,
milk.
I'm
just not like
slamming big cold glasses.
I'm not like a glass of milk person, but every once in a while I'll pour myself like a nice little 4 ounces of milk and like just drink that because I like milk.
Just, but it's like a little wheatgrass shot for your bones.
Exactly. Mostly I put it in coffee and I like cook with it.
You know what's a cool phrase?
What?
What?
Mommy milkers.
No. Mommy
Shelby,
milkers.
How do I mute you? How do I get you out of here? Truly one of the, one of the worst things to come out of human speech in the last few years. Really hate it. As a boob haver, like, extremely
upsetting. Boobadoro.
As a boobadoro, like, never say that to me in any context. It really, really bothers me.
Well, it was tangentially related to...
No, nope. Shelby is off the podcast. We cannot continue.
Shelby is sending sad emojis.
Get him out of here!
Chat. I don't know. It's like the rewards thing. I feel like anytime someone changes their rewards thing, it's just got to be, you can't get mad about it because it's like,
it's all free. It's all gravy.
Yeah. This is all a favor, basically.
Yeah. It's gratis. So, nothing in this life is guaranteed. You can't get mad at Dunkin'.
And also, anytime anyone has a program like that, you know there are people who are just gaming it so hard. You know there's people that are out there getting like two small coffees instead of one large coffee.
Eli concerned about the rewards program welfare queens scamming the system.
Well, I remember me and Patty both remember we had a friend that was complaining about MoviePass cracking down while he was using his MoviePass to take a shit at a movie theater and not watch anything.
I remember
so,
this.
It's like, you kind of the problem here. Yeah. Which is very funny. I mean, more power to you to make this company pay like $17 so you could take a shit in a movie theater bathroom. But
it's not my money.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free poop.
Free poop.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a big I mean, I like coffee, but I mean, I also just usually get like black iced coffee. So I, for me, it's like ultimately, you know, do I like how the coffee tastes? Like, there's not a lot of gussying up going on. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't really, you know, I don't know. There's like milkshake drinks are not something that I really, you know.
I think that is like the argument for why people like Starbucks is they offer a lot of those and also the ability to like customize and create those. And I don't really like those. So I really do not see the appeal of Starbucks whatsoever. But yeah, I guess if you're doing like, if you're playing with all those syrups and stuff, I guess I can see it, but not for me.
It's obviously like a matter of personal taste. I think that like the actual coffee Starbucks has is noticeably worse than Dunkin' Donuts.
I
guess the people who really confuse me are the people who are buying beans from Starbucks that are like, I need this delicious Pike Place roast at home.
It tastes like gas station coffee to me. It's like just, it's fine, but
I think it's not. I think gas station coffee is almost better because you're expecting it. Where you're like, gas station coffee is a specific kind of just jet fuel that you need. Where Starbucks is like trying just a little. It's like if you buy a sandwich from a bodega, you're just like, I know what this is going to be or whatever. And then it's like going to a place and getting like a $9 sandwich that tastes like a $2 sandwich. And you're just like, fuck this whole thing. This is bad.
Yeah.
God,
there's this coffee place by my work that like, I swear to God, there is like Adderall in their cold brew or something. It is like,
is it Gregory's?
It's a BK coffee or B. It's some initials coffee roasters. And oh my God, like drinking a whole one, it for me feels like having like three cups of coffee. It's crazy. Yeah.
Cold brew is like the way BK more lounge. Caffeinated.
It's the BK lounge.
The BK lounge.
The BK lounge has incredible jet fuel coffee.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
Cold brew is definitely way stronger.
It tastes so good, but it's like, oh my God.
There's a chain, I don't know if it's New York specific, called Gregory's that I literally won't go to because it's so strong. It like gives me an anxiety attack every time I have it. So you got to be careful with that stuff.
Too much, man. God, it's cold brew is very scary. Remember that time that I was like, I was talking to you about, I feel like I was talking to you about this, Eli, where I was like, I have like the worst headache I've ever had in my life. And you were like, well, like how much coffee you're drinking or whatever. And you helped me realize that I was drinking like 3 times strength Stumptown cold brew every morning and didn't realize
it.
Oh,
yeah.
And then I switched to like regular coffee and was like, why do I feel terrible? And you're like, well,
you're going through withdrawal from caffeine. You weren't drinking like the extract though, right? Like the stuff you're supposed to water down.
I was drinking the concentrate, but I wasn't, and I was watering it down a little bit, but not enough. And so I was drinking double strength cold brew. And it was bad.
I did, downstairs, Dan was made like cold brew once, but he used a thing that made concentrate because it was like in a jar. I was like, oh, this is cold brew. And he'd been like, help yourself to it if you want. And I'd like drank like a jar of cold brew concentrate. And it was almost time to go to hospital. It was very intense. You know what? I'm surprised they haven't brought here and I would like to see here is those cool Japanese coffee machines. Like the Suntory.
I don't know if I know what those are.
They have they're called they look cool.
Sounds like someone people who wear raw denim would like.
Well, it's just... Look, you're a borderline weeb, Kath, so let's chill out here.
I know.
No, they look really cool, and sometimes my bodega has the cans because they import a lot of weird stuff. I've already mentioned that they've had Russian Monster Energy drink before. It's called Boss, Suntory Boss, and it's got a cool picture of a guy with a old pipe on it. But
cool, like you that.
Know, like, I'm surprised there aren't more kind of just vending machines full of chilled iced coffee in them. But
love a nice coffee. Are you guys year-round iced coffee?
I actually am year-round hot coffee.
And hot coffee, man.
Hot coffee, and then maybe iced as a treat.
Mm. Cold brew. Patty, I know you're an iced.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, I am as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta suck it down. If it's too hot, I can't, you know, can't chug it.
It's you know, it's a whole process. You get to watch, you get to get that cartoonish plume of steam off the top.
Yeah, and then I get to wash like 9 things. There's like I feel like when I make a pot of coffee, there is like detritus all over my kitchen. There's like coffee grounds on shit. It's like, I don't know. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, you're throwing coffee grounds around, slam dunking them. I don't know. Yeah, there's a little bit, I guess, but cold brew is like
a swear to God, there is still bassoon going on. I don't know if you could hear it, but it is a very wild soundtrack to this
podcast. Arcade Fire lives near you. That's what's happening.
It sounds like they're playing like... They're playing like 2001 like ambient long tones.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very weird.
It's just my laptop. You can hear it through. That's my my general music. Just long whale songs. But should we do number two?
Let's do number two.
Number two.
Number two comes to us from Piss Christ in the Discord. And it's a story about science. It's a story about a company called Colossal Biosciences. And their latest investor, the Central Intelligence Agency, via a venture capital firm called InQtel. So to be, there's a little bit of a, you know, it's not a direct thing.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say the long name of the CIA in that way.
Well, Central Intelligence Agency?
Yeah.
There it is.
I just feel like people say CIA. Anyway.
So the this company, Colossal Biosciences, their goal apparently is to bring back woolly mammoths, among other animals, and they say that their goal is to, and this is a quote from them, see the woolly mammoth thunder upon the tundra once again, which, you know, feels like a prank, because if you bring them back, like, how much longer are we going to have tundras?
Yeah,
I
mean, exactly.
They get, like, a couple decades.
Pretty rude.
Like, ah, shit, it's really hot. Why is it like
this?
Focus
on bringing back the tundra first.
Yeah, bring the tundra back. Maybe, yeah, figure out a way to refreeze a bunch of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, you know, whatever. That's a cool idea conceptually. You know, Jurassic Park is neat. Nothing went wrong there anyway. And they also want to bring back and I'm sure I'm going to pronounce this wrong, the thylacine. THYLACINE. It's the Tasmanian tiger. It just went extinct like within the past 100 years.
They're cool looking. They're very cool.
That sounds cool. I think bringing back recently extinct animals is a better... Like, I don't know if a woolly mammoth is going to have a good time right now, but like something that just went extinct pretty recently, we could probably have those again.
Tasmanian tigers are cool. They look kind of like, I guess they're maybe marsupials, but they have like, they're like haunches, like their back and their haunches are striped like a tiger. And the front, they look like, I don't know, just like a.
Yeah, they're
I
like
just assume any kind of Tasmanian animal is going to be a great calf tattoo, you know?
Probably true.
It's they're very cool
looking. They look like a combination between like a dingo hyena type thing and like a coyote and a tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also want to bring back the dodo, which I think is fun because
that's cool.
Yeah.
Let me taste it. Only when there's enough.
I
want to
taste it.
Only when there's enough.
Bring it back. Bring the population back to a sustainable level and then let me taste it.
Yeah.
Dodo fingers.
What that tastes like. What that dodo tastes
dodo
like.
Tendies. Give me some dodo tendies.
Yeah. So, and so why is the CIA interested in this, you might be wondering, or at least through their, VC kind of cutout or whatever you want to call it.
It's really good that the CIA has a VC cutout.
Well, it's not even that secret, though, because, like, InQtel, like, has a blog and stuff, and, like, livescience.com knows that the CIA is an investor in, you know what I mean? Clearly, this is not, you know.
Live Science just went down? Did you get
this? This article was presumably not dictated in a shadowy parking garage in the DC area, right?
Yeah. So, no, this is good PR for them because, like, they're like, so what else are you doing besides, like, attempting to destabilize other countries' governments? Well, woolly mammoths are back. Like, that's good. You know?
Well, they want to bring, so they want the technology underlying this, which is the capability of doing the kind of genetic engineering that's required for this to happen.
That's good. I definitely want the America's fucking secret international police to have that technology.
So it's you know, it's the CRISPR, you know, stuff. And according to this, it will help the U.S. government set the ethical and technological standards for genetic engineering and keep the U.S. step ahead of competing nations. So we would start the, you know, the global gene engineering cops or something. You know, yep. That would be what we're trying to do.
Which, famously, you know, good at setting the ethical standard, this country.
Right, yeah. Right. Well,
what they're trying to do, which is pretty clear to me, is that they're trying to get an animal with tusk DNA so that they can create real orcs to fight in wars. They've seen the warlike prowess of orcs in, you know, fantasy things, and they go, we want some big green guys to go over
to orcs have tusks?
A lot of times, yeah. Coming out at the bottom and
often.
I mean,
yeah, they got that underbite.
For a made-up animal, yeah. for a made-up. And by, I mean, not animal, they're human. They have feelings. I'm sorry. But.
Do they? I mean, I guess they're not.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd classify them as an animal, but.
I mean, they're closer to people than to animals. It seems like they talk.
Kath with some real fucking high elf kind of political views here.
Yeah.
My God. Orcs aren't people.
They say meat's back on the menu, boys.
That's,
you know?
True.
I know. I know that was an Uruk-hai, and that's a special kind of orc.
That is still, more human-y, you know, than an orc, but right. I guess that is like a good like if you have the brain power to conceptualize a menu, you are a human.
Kath, I think you could do well to watch a little movie called Bright on Netflix. Okay, and it talks about how it's people are racist towards orcs because orcs wear Oakland Raiders jerseys. you know, keep an eye on it.
Who did that movie?
You're going to be upset and you're going to tell
that
story.
Okay, it's Max Landis, right?
Yeah, you're going to tell that story about the forums or whatever.
I mean, a lot of people still don't know it, and it's really important for me to spread awareness of the fact that Max Landis pretended to be his own girlfriend on a wrestling forum for like 5 years. Okay, thank you. Look it up. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I have to say. Google Max Landis knee lift. Thank you.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's not a, this is not an allegation. This is Kath reporting on existing information that's out there. Thank you.
Can throw an allegedly on there, but it is settled fact that this happened. And there are many screenshots and they are very funny.
Yeah. And then do a little research on orcs, you know?
And then maybe check out. Yeah. Maybe Max Landis was set up for his pro-orc beliefs. You know, he was taken down. But anyway, CIA wants to make orcs.
Genetic engineering, at. I mean, hey, you know, it seems like it would definitely be used responsibly.
Absolutely.
Look, I mean, this is one of those things that if there was a way to give it to just like environmental scientists or something and no one else is allowed to use it, you know, I mean, that could be good for like helping to preserve, say, species that are currently going extinct, like make them hardier or adjust their ability to live in, let's say, warmer temperatures or in more extreme weather.
Yeah, give them all Hawaiian shirts and sunglasses and a white sunblocked nose.
Right.
Uh-huh. So they're ready for
maybe like
global
a bucket
warming.
Hat. Yeah. Yep. Genetically engineering a bucket hat.
I also feel like I'd like partly want that, but partly also like if they could figure out how to make animals survive warmer temperatures, they would just absolutely, even more than they already do, just punt on climate change. They'll be like, we figured it out. You get a shot.
It's fine.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean,
presumably this would also involve,
problems.
It would also involve like allowing people to survive warmer temperatures. So if we could, you know, I mean, look, if we could just get that all figured out, you know, then hey,
if they could somehow engineer water to survive warmer temperatures, that would be nice. Yeah. I would like
smash
that.
Cut to Patty's 15 generations later, offspring, half iguana licking water off of a desert like Mad Max, wondering where it all went wrong.
Wouldn't this genetic engineering just turn everything into a little bit of a lizard? I feel like that's what it would do, right?
It feels like a good.
Just breed in some lizard, and we'd be all set.
Just make us cold blooded. Problem solved.
Love to lie on a rock.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I already do. So maybe I'm like some of the genetic sample they could take because. Oh boy, I love to lie on a hot rock.
Yeah, we're all going to be Rangos later on. It's a bunch of Rangos.
Now that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's the story there. TBD on that, I guess. We'll see. You know,
keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for mammoths in your area.
You'll know when you get attacked, I guess. I don't really know.
My last words: mammoths are back.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
If you see the water in a glass vibrating, you know.
Or if like a, I don't know, like a some kind of South American government leader who wins an unlikely election or something gets killed by an animal that hasn't existed or didn't exist for a while.
Yeah, we'll know it.
Something like that. Yeah, maybe that'll be a hint.
Yeah. Oh, this country's a political system and economy was destroyed by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
What the hell? He got gored by a woolly mammoth?
Damn.
Well, someone needs to step in and rebuild. A woolly mammoth pulling over the statue of Saddam Hussein. Just towing it over.
Yeah, Hannibal style. Very good.
Oh, she's more creepy science news?
Yeah, number one.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Number one comes to us again. Both my stories this week have come from Bookmarked 19. This is more science doing something that, sure, I guess this is okay that you did this, but feels like maybe it will turn out badly. This is comes from BBC News. Researchers have grown brain cells in a lab. There's a picture of them, and they look just how you think they look, like a tiny little pink mush? Nasty thing. Yeah, tiny little pink mush.
Time to send those to Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that's how they got them. That's what they model them after. But they've grown these brain cells, and this mini brain is capable of playing the classic video game Pong. That's what they've been testing it with. This is apparently something called mini brains that have been around, and I'm upset that I learned about them at all. So they
sounds like something they've been around.
What?
I'm upset that they've been around.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah. First produced around. In 2013.
Oh, I was wondering what that. I thought that was glitching. It's Shelby playing Pong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was also.
I was like, whose mic cable is messed up?
Exactly. Yeah. Mini brains were first produced in 2013 to study microcephaly, a genetic disorder where the brain is too small.
Sense because that's like mini brain disease.
It's the Congress disease.
It's the Congress
they
disease.
Sound like something you would get, like you'd beg your parents for a quarter to get at the supermarket.
Yeah.
The checkout line. It's like Homies.
Yeah.
It's like Homies. There was definitely a Saturday morning spinoff cartoon with the mini brains.
Yeah. Crazy Bones, mini brains. You get them all. a human made entirely
they
out
actually
of-
scientists have also grown Homies in a lab.
Real Homies,
petri dish full of Homies.
CIA also grown. An investor in the Homies project.
CIA creating a human made entirely out of body parts bought from capsule machines at fucking, you know, Super Fresh or whatever.
There's a guy with one arm. It's just one of those hands that sticks to the wall and stretches. Yeah.
You could get a lot of them because now you got a mini brain. You got crazy bones. You got the sticky hands. I don't think there's really any legs things. But
no, homies have legs.
Homies have legs.
Homies have legs.
G.I. Joes and stuff have legs. Like, the legs would be legs stuck to that, like, little platform, that little plastic, like, island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they, like, stand on.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the thing from Pizza Boxes, but I know that's not right.
No,
table.
Just like the molded plastic that, like, are under the feet of G.I. Joes.
Yes.
That's the legs are stuck to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not very useful legs. Still have to be moved.
No, it's basically like you're fused to a skateboard. It's kind of the deal.
The worst kind of skateboard. A wheelless skateboard, some would say. A piece of a plank. But yeah, so they've been around, but this is the first time they've ever been plugged into or interacted with an external environment. So
they've probably just been really bored for a long time, these mini brains.
That's sort of the question that they're dealing with because people were like, well, you've created a mini brain. That sure seems sentient. And they keep being like, no, it's not. It just plays Pong.
It just knows how to play Pong. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they hooked up electrodes to it to basically transmit. And like, on some level, it sounds like sort of like a muscular reaction. But they hooked up electrodes to basically transmit to it, like what side the ball is on, what side, where the paddle is and all that. So they responded by producing electrical activity, which that's like the worst part of this to me. One of them is that, like, why would it? The fact that the brain wants to play is so fucked up. Like, even if it works, even if you're like, yeah, it's capable of moving the paddle, why would it do it? Like, it's, I don't like it.
I mean, it is just like, it is just electrical. It is responding to stimuli.
Yeah.
At this point. So it is like reflexive more than anything, but I understand why it is very upsetting.
But at the same time,
it's also really upsetting to just think about that. That is what your brain is.
Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of little electrical, like, yeah, you know,
this may adjust your thing a little bit, because this is what I don't like. So they responded to playing the game, expending electrical activity. As the game would go on and they didn't like lose, they would expend less energy. So they're learning how to play. But then when they lost a point, when the other person scored, the brain would like light back up and be like, oh, fuck, I'm losing. And
that sucks. Like, I don't like that.
Expend more in. How long do you think it took for the brain to learn to play Pong?
I don't think I'm going to like your answer.
I don't think you will either.
8 hours.
It's probably shorter than it would take my dad to learn Pong.
2 hours.
Oh, no.
20 minutes.
4 minutes.
Patty's very close. 5 minutes.
Oh, no. I don't like that. So, I do not like that.
So,
these brains are so bored all the time. Fuck. Yeah.
And so here,
you gotta
here's
squash
a little
them.
Bit.
You gotta squash them. You gotta get them out of there.
They
put
will
them out of their
say.
Misery.
This might make you feel better. They say it is bad at Pong. They say it's funny because they say it often missed the ball, which is a way to say it's not very good at Pong. But it's they do say that the success rate, like, this is not random. They're like, it's way above random chance. It is playing. And then they just say, although with no consciousness, it does not know it is playing Pong in the way a human player would. The researchers stress. And it's like, okay, but do you know that?
How do you
know
that?
Because it sure seems like it knows it's playing
Did
something.
You ask?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's very tricky. I do not like that. Sorry to end this podcast on a upsetting note, but it is spooky season. We did play the spooky theme, so
yeah. Well, here's a little nice tidbit to end it with. The next thing they're planning to do with the mini brain is to test the impact alcohol on its ability to play Pong.
Thank God. Okay, that makes me feel better. At least they're like, we got to get these things fucked up. We gotta we gotta give them something.
Yeah.
We gotta give him a good time. What
it'll
if the mini brain
It'll be
start...
Skynet, but Skynet will be fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just opening the little like lid of the brain thing and just pouring some beer in it.
Yeah. Adding Bud Light to each brain with a little dropper.
Or just like
and then
exhaling weed smoke and then putting the lid back on.
Yeah.
The mini brains all start trying to fuck each other. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't like that. But
yeah. Well, I hope they should play. They should test the effects of this podcast on the mini brains. Play our podcast for the mini brains.
Yeah. Tell us if they like it.
The mini brains expressed negative stimuli. The mini brains learned to move and moved away from the sound.
Yeah. We got some bad news. It turns out our podcast is being used in interrogations.
Oh, yeah. Please don't. Sorry. Sorry to anyone listening to this against their will. We apologize.
Plugs?
Yeah. Plug time.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Everybody! Patreon.com/WhatATimePod. That's the best way to support the show. We got bonus episodes every week. Well over 200 now. We got live show video. We got Roadhouse commentary track. We got Fate of the Furious commentary track. We got live streams, including one coming on Wednesday the 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. As we said, we're going to be playing some kind of scary video game. We got live stream archives, including Death Nut Challenge, Eli's Art Show. There's a lot of stuff on there. It's crazy. You get free shipping at the merch store, which is whatatimepod.bigcartel.com. Let's see, what else? If you're at the $10 level, you can get in the Discord and submit stories in the special channel. So that's the best way to support the show. tell your friends, make them listen, et cetera. And we're going to be doing when we hit 1300, right? What did we say? We're going to be doing the, we got 1300. We're going to eat the Papa John's Papa Bowls. So get that moving faster so we do that before they pull them from the market, if they're going to do that. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, we're like 60 patrons away, something like that. So
yeah, so...
Get on it. Tell your friends.
Yeah, and then you can watch us suffer again. Let's see. What a Time Pod on Twitter, What a Time Pod on Instagram, whattimepodcast@gmail.com. I'm Patty Mo, all the stuff. I don't think I have anything to plug.
I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. It's a podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. We just released an episode about the phishing scandal that we covered on this podcast last week. So if you want more info about that, check that out. We have a Patreon as well. I have a show on Friday in Ridgewood at Misfit Kava at 9 p.m. on Friday the 21st. So check that out. I also am going to be in Austin at the end of the month for Master Pancake Theater, The Triumphant Return. We're doing Midsummer. I believe all the shows listed right now are sold out, but we're going to be adding another show either Thursday the 27th or Sunday the 30th. So definitely keep an eye on the Alamo Drafthouse website if you live in Austin and would like tickets to that. I'm Kath Barbadoro on everything.
For me, you can check out, I just did an episode of a podcast with Kevin White and Lizzie Cassidy. Very funny comics here in New York called Close Calls. They just started the podcast. It's very funny. Where they talk about near-death experiences with different comedians and such. And you can check out my episode. It's out now.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye.